everybody, and welcome back to Talkin' Wellness. Happy holidays. Happy New Year. New Year is 2 days away. But my name is Christian.
It's your boy, Michael. How we doing?
And my name is Kayla.
And we're going to have a very fun conversation today. First of all, how was your holidays, guys? Was it good?
It was good.
A lot of family amazing. Experience?
That's awesome.
Incredible.
We totally spent Christmas, and we're not recording this after the Christmas episode.
Absolutely.
Because why would we do that? That's so weird.
That's not what
we don't.
Do
we don't have
content.
The exact same decorations up because we literally, Michael and I literally didn't just switch sweaters. Like, that didn't happen.
That's not how content works.
No, but all jokes aside, we are so happy. This is our final episode of the year. New Year's is around the corner. We're talking about 2 days away. And we thought it'd be really fun if we just have this conversation about New Year's resolutions. Is the TV working? Let's go. We can watch a video. Last week you guys saw we were watching videos. This week we're going to do the same thing. There's a video about resolutions that I found that I just thought was very cool. And it fits kind of the theme of what we're talking about today.
You know what? In 2024, I'm going to cut out sugar.
But no sugar.
What did you just say to me? I think I want to work out more.
Do you want to go to the gym?
What? Shut up. Ooh, I'm going to wake up early.
Stop it.
You know what? I'm going to make time for my family. Why is my sister calling me?
Answer it.
No! She's crazy! I am going to get serious about saving money.
Oh, I just bought a waffle maker on TikTok shop.
I'm going to read one book a week.
Did you ever read any of those 50 books you bought?
I swear to God.
So there you go.
New Year's resolutions.
New Year's resolutions are crazy, man. I don't know how I feel about them. I think it's a good idea in theory, you know, just to like set all these goals for you. But there's so much pressure, you know, there's just so much pressure to be like, oh, you didn't get your resolutions done. Like, what do you guys think about that? I don't know how I feel about resolutions.
It's a cop out. Dumb.
It's dumb. Yeah. Do you think it's dumb?
Okay. I don't think resolutions are dumb. I think having a New Year's resolution is dumb because it's like you're waiting for a specific day to start doing something.
Yes, that like, I agree with. Like the fact that there's all this push for like a New Year's resolution, like I think people should be intentional about their lives regardless.
Whenever the date is.
Yeah, and I think at the end of the year that people should reflect on how their year went because you only make changes when you reflect on like what has happened. So spending time in actual reflection to say like where are these what areas in my life are like really important, how did I do with focusing on those areas and setting goals and being intentional. But those goals have to be very value-based and like driven towards things that are stuff that you actually want to see an outcome in life. I think sometimes people get so used to just saying like, oh, what's your New Year's resolution, and you throw out all of these things, but you don't get intentional about building systems in your life that are going to get you to those things. And so I see it all the time. I also think like even in this video it was really funny, but the reality is people do stuff like that where they set out like, I'm going to read a book a week. Like, that's probably not realistic.
Yeah.
Why don't you start small? Because honestly, any kind of growth and change in people's lives is not about like one big giant decision that you're doing.
It's like, not the finish line. It's about
like the start. Small, consistent consistency, right? Like the small, consistent steps. So I always tell people when they're deciding to like set goals for the new year, like I think that's really great. I think it's a great practice. I actually do that. Like I actually create, I guess what you would say, like New Year's resolutions, but I don't do it in, I guess, in the sense that like maybe everyone does it.
That goes back to the point. Like, it's not dumb. It's not. I think it's dumb to like literally be like, all right, I know there's some things I got to deal with, but I'm gonna wait until January 1st to start. That's what I'm saying. But at the end of the day, if that's like a motivation that people use, like, you know, everybody does it. It's a tradition. You know, I'm a big believer that traditions are real. Like, if that's something that's a tradition for you, like every year, like I'm gonna work on something really intentionally, then whatever is anybody's motivation to change, do it.
Great. Yeah.
With that being said, I think most people that are going to change are going to change whenever.
Yes.
Doesn't have anything
to
do with it. And that's kind of was my point about that.
No, I agree completely.
Yeah. And I think it comes back to where your focus is. Are you focusing on like achieving this perfection? This like, I'm going to get all 50 things done this year, I promise. Mm-hmm. Or are you focusing on progress?
Right.
Are you focusing on those little inches, right, that you're getting forward? I think a great example, like instead of reading a book a week, how about you read a chapter a week or mm-hmm. a chapter a month?
Yeah. Or just read like 5 minutes a day. Yeah. Like say I'm going to dedicate 5 minutes a day because it's a very more doable. You'll actually accomplish reading books. Like these are the type of goals that I set is I will do very small things because I know if it's small enough, I'm going to do it on a daily basis. But mm-hmm. if I say I'm going to go to the gym, I've never worked out a day in my life. I'm going to go to the gym. No, I'm saying like
I
definitely work out, but like, if I'm somebody who never works out and then I say,
you're blessed,
the gym.
Girl, you were tiny for never, ever being active ever.
No, I'm very active.
Okay.
But if I didn't and then I said, I'm going to go to work out 3 hours a day, 7 days a week. Okay. And I'm going to have this freaking whatever killer body by, you know, February. Like that's not realistic, you know, if I've never been to the gym before. So starting small and saying, you know, 3 times a week for 30 minutes, that's a small goal. You're more likely to achieve it. Cause people, what happens is if you fail at something, you just quit altogether.
That's literally, that's funny. Cause Amber was asking me questions back when she was like, oh, I want to do stuff. And I was like, she's like, oh, I want to do this. I'm like, dude, I told her the same thing. I'm like, dude, it's your first time ever working out. You need to just get in the gym first off and see if like that's something that is something you can do and like see how your body recovers. Like then, because if you've never been to the gym, you go, you work out like three muscles. The next day you're gonna be cooked.
Yes, like, I know.
You're cooked. So like, it's great to have the intention of like I'm gonna commit on something, but at the same time you have to be realistic.
Yes.
As to like taking it slow because most times people quit. That's why most resolutions fail. Like you, like I think the statistic is like really high, and it's because of what you guys are saying. Is because people will go all in on something, and then they're like burnt out by the time second week of the year hits. Like, all right, well, this gym I went to the gym 7 days for the first week, but I'm never going again.
Yeah, of course, I'm
going
to be dead.
You know, so it's like,
It
really is all about balance.
It is, and I think there's just like the hype and like the high of like,
that FOMO fear missing out of
There's like, okay, but what's going to motivate you to actually accomplish this?
And that was back to my point of correcting it from being said it's dumb, because it's like we honestly live in such a generation where most people are motivated by what everybody else is motivated by.
That's true.
Which sucks, but it's like, oh, New Year's resolution's coming around. If you've got to get someone to find that motivation, then do it.
Yeah.
Whatever it is.
Yeah.
Here's the thing, and I agree with you. Like that mob mentality could be very dangerous, but at the same time, it could help people.
Oh, for sure.
It can be the difference between like you accomplishing that goal versus not doing it. If you see that it's a trend and everybody else is trying to get
that
positive
goal. And that's exactly
goal,
what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like you see people that have extreme struggles on moving towards doing things, but then you see 90% of the population doing it. It's going to be like, well, if I don't do it, I'm the audible out kind of situation. Yeah. So like, again, like sometimes even if it's not the best means, whatever motivation it takes for people to do positive things, that's fine.
Yeah, let's talk a little bit about motivation, because I feel that's obviously the biggest reason why a lot of resolutions fail is because they lose motivation, they lose the spark, right? So realistically, what does that look like? What is losing spark?
Well, I used to be a trainer, and like I don't say that because I'm to say it.
Oh yeah, there you go. Yeah,
I say it because like it was a part of my life where I learned kind of certain things. But I think motivation is something that will always fail you. Especially if it's something that you're focusing on other people giving it to you. You really have to take motivation and run with it as long as you can, but you really need to turn it into discipline.
Yes, I agree.
It needs to be turned into discipline. And when I was a trainer, the hardest difficulty was that because there's a lot of people that come into fitness and they don't really like it. And I can understand it, but you have to explain to people, well, at least in that fitness can be a fun journey in so many different ways. You can like swimming, you could like soccer, you could like whatever it is to lose weight or gain weight or put on muscle or lift weights. Or there's so many avenues to go through it, and it's just about finding that breakthrough with someone.
Agreed.
And then you're going to be able to work through it and take their motivation to discipline. Motivation is only in people when they're doing something they typically don't want to do.
Yeah, I think paying attention to like what is the outcome that I'm trying to accomplish, right? So a lot of the time when I set any kind of like intention or goal, I'm looking to achieve an outcome, right? And so I may be motivated in the beginning, but discipline is what's going to keep me towards that. And everything is a process, right? And which is just like training, just like working out. I tell people like, you know, look at consistency in a year's time and then measure it in a year's time to really be able to see like some results.
Yeah.
Because I think what happens too is people want, we live in like a microwave society where everything is like instant gratification, but that's not really like the law of life. Like that's not how life actually works. So
not when it's done correctly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Usually when things are done quick, it's when you're cheating.
Correct.
And steroids, stealing,
all of those things. Yeah. Those and things, none of that's really sustainable. It's not sustainable, it's not sustainable, right? Because it's all like lifestyle things. So
steroids will kill you. Cheating will get you jail. There's so many ways that those things aren't unsustainable. Yeah, you know?
But you'll grow more in the process because when you like, I'm going to just use the analogy of like working out and things like that.
It's just like an easy one for this.
It is. It's so easy. Your progress comes from breaking mental barriers, right? Doing more than what you thought you were capable of. You will find motivation. If you're disciplined, you will find motivation in being disciplined. Like for me, the best workouts that I get are the ones where I didn't want to go. And I'm just like, kind of like self-motivating myself.
My friend that's like, has a drinking habit. He's like 5'3" and he's like 210. So he's struggled with that as well. And like, you know, he knows it. And he's like, but at the same time, we're both people like that. We're like, you know, weight's never going to define who a person is. We both know that because he's like one of the funniest, most like coolest people I know. So like the whole working out journey has always been like a level of motivation, me motivating him to a certain degree to keep him in there because I know he doesn't like it. But now he's been in the gym for 3 months. He's seeing his strength go up. He's almost stronger than me in a lot of lifts because of that 50-pound difference.
Right, and then that's motivating him because
and
he's
motivating
seeing,
him.
Yeah, and you're progressing.
He'll text me in the mornings now and be like, "We going?"
Yeah,
you know that's why. Like he texted me this morning about the car accident thing because we usually go to the gym.
Yeah,
and so like you really do. It's about that old saying. It's like you really need to like not motivate people by giving them fish. You need to give them that discipline of teaching them how to fish. And it's like when you give people that like that knowledge and that like power of like you got this yourself and you can overcome it and you don't need someone to be like go you, then they will have the ultimate power over themselves. They can do anything in the world.
And I think accountability also is really good. Like when it comes to setting out goals, is like having somebody that you're pulling in as your like accountability partner.
Yeah.
One of the things that I love to do during the end of the year is I actually will like write a reflective letter. And kind of, I write to God. It's like, it's just something that I do, but I always reflect on like everything within that year. And because I am a person that does set intentions coming into the new year, because for me, like the year mark allows me to say like, okay, how did last year coming into this and the intentions I set, where am I? How have I progressed or where am I falling short and all those things? And then I get with my family and we will come together on like where we want to see us further. Cause a lot of our goals are not like a 1 year mark goal. They're like, it's going to grow and grow because of depending on what it is. Right. And so coming together and being able to say, okay, look at where we are from last year and kind of celebrate the successes, look at the areas of growth. And then we set our intention for the next year. But when we set that intention, we create systems. So like last year we created a vision board. We put on there a few different things that we wanted to accomplish this year. And we've accomplished just about every single thing that we put on there. But it's because after we put that down, we said, okay, this is a system we're going to create to support this, right? We're going to save this amount of money. Like this is what we're going to do together and we're going to match it, blah, blah, blah. This is what we're going to do with this. This is what we're going to do with that. And we put in that work. And I wasn't going to like, if it didn't happen this year, it's okay because we were still moving towards that. And I understand that my timeline may not be the same as God's timeline. But if you're moving and progressing towards a goal and you're being consistent and you're creating those systems, you're going to see change.
And that's also another reason why you shouldn't focus on motivation. Because let's say if your timeline does shift and you, let's say you want things to be done a certain way and they don't.
And then you give up.
You give up. Motivation can lead to that level of giving up versus when you're develop that, like say you've been doing it for 6 months, you develop that level of discipline. You're like, if it doesn't work in another 6 months and it takes 3 more months, that's what it is.
Exactly. But you're growing through that process. So you start to understand that I'm progressing, because one of the kind of side topics was progress, not perfection, right? I may not hit the mark like in my timeline, but it doesn't mean that I don't keep moving towards that mark.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And I think that's where that self-forgiveness comes into play, right? Because I feel a lot of people Part of the reason why they stop with their resolutions is because they start getting into this mentality of like, well, I'm a failure. I didn't do it. So what's the point of doing it anymore?
Mm-hmm.
And that's such a dangerous place to be in, because what you're doing is you're telling yourself that you're not capable of that when you've proven time and time again that you are.
Yeah.
And that's where that dangerous game. And I love the idea of a accountability partner, mm-hmm. because they're there to remind you that you are capable of doing it. And they're not going to always tell you.
And what is that? That's almost like negative motivation, you know? And that's why I'm saying like motivation is such a tricky mm-hmm. slope. It's
it
like
is.
Because you can have great motivations, but you can also have terrible motivations that are like pushing you to do like mm-hmm. there's times where I'm like, absolutely, I don't want to go to the gym. Like I feel weak. Like when you haven't been in a lot, I feel weak, or I feel like I have a cold sore on my lip, or like it's like there's gonna be things that are gonna like motivate you to not do things too. So like that's why you really have to like either completely disavoid motivation mm-hmm. in general, or find a way to balance it out, because it really can affect mm-hmm. you in a negative way.
I agree,
especially if you have negative people in your life that are gonna motivate you to do bad things.
Yeah,
because there's that too. They can motivate you to go drink, motivate you to go party, do drugs, motivate you to do a lot of influential things that mm-hmm. aren't good for your life. So motivation.
Yeah.
Can be bad and can be very good.
It's funny that you mentioned that, because that's one of the topics that we were going to get into is like letting go of bad habits before you start committing to a goal.
Mm-hmm.
Like how realistically, let's say, for example, drinking. Your habit this year is that you want to stop drinking and you want to go cold turkey.
Or let's say you want to lose weight. You want to lose weight and you're drinking.
Why are you exactly?
Well, that's literally what my friend does.
Let's talk about drinking right now, and then we'll talk about food. So, mm-hmm. drinking, for example, why are you going to surround yourself with people that are going to be like, "Hey, you want to go to the bar?"
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like that's letting go of that bad habit.
Yeah.
Or with eating, why you mentioned this? I don't know when you mentioned this. Mm-hmm. Maybe it was in conversation, but I love that idea. How do you expect to avoid the temptation of eating fast food if you're driving by fast food every day?
Mm-hmm.
And I forgot what conversation we were having, but it made so much sense to me, the fact that the power of just changing your route from like the one where the Burger King is to the one where the houses are mm-hmm. to get to the freeway
mm-hmm.
could be the difference between you falling again and having to restart.
And it could be literally a simple switch for a period of time, because habits are built.
Mm-hmm.
Habits are built. What does it take? 3 weeks or 3 months?
Yeah.
3 weeks.
Yeah.
I think.
It's like 21 days.
Yeah. 21 days. So 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. So you can literally form that habit of like, I'm going to go this way to avoid those restaurants. And then after a while, you're like, those restaurants I don't even think about.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like,
and
there's
also
a point in time I used to eat McDonald's all the time. Like, I would literally just like come home from, it's cheap.
Yeah.
Back in the day, it used to be cheap. It used to be $1 mm-hmm. or $2, $1 a burger.
Now
literally,
it's not.
It was 99 cents for a cheeseburger.
Yeah.
So I remember after high school, I would literally go get cheeseburgers and fries all the time.
They make it so accessible.
Fortunately, I have an extremely active body.
Yeah,
I couldn't gain weight if I wanted to.
Yeah,
like I could,
but
literally
you were not nourishing your body regardless. So
I mean, there was definitely times where I had like my fat phase, and even in that I really wasn't fat, because
no,
my
but
body
I just
mean
doesn't, like that's not nourishment for your body.
Oh
regardless.
Yeah, no,
like it's not
regardless of being skinny, I was not healthy, and that's a big thing.
A huge difference.
That's a big
yes.
thing people don't realize,
but I think
too.
Also it's narrative, right? So I think that habits are built with your identity. So if you start to change your narrative and say like, I am a healthy person, like I am an athlete, and you start to actually begin, because motivation starts in between here, mm-hmm. right? And so I teach, and even like I see it in like my son, because when I'm teaching him things, I try to base it off of like his identity. Remember how I told you guys how he told me like I wouldn't want to smoke because I don't want to mess my lungs because I'm an athlete.
Yep.
It's built in identity, right? And so I like, even with habits that you're creating, you've got to start like kind of manifesting that identity of like who you're trying to become, like the things you're trying to do that are better. Actually, you know, James, what's his name, has a book, Atomic Habits. Mm-hmm. So an amazing book. And he really talks about this, and it just resonated so much, because when I believe I'm a certain person, I then want to behave and act in a certain way. And so when you create habits that align with like your values and the person that you want to be, you are more likely to follow them because you believe this is my identity.
There's so many people I'll see like, they'll start working out for 2 months, then they become gym people. See, their whole life change.
Yeah.
They'll change. They'll start wearing different clothes.
Yeah.
They'll bring a water bottle around.
Yeah.
That's just one example.
No, but it's a good example.
People are absolutely like,
Yeah.
Wherever they are, they're going to be that.
And
for sure.
Just to give a different perspective, I have a friend of mine who's really passionate about making music, and one of his resolutions is to make his own song. And I see totally what you're referring to. Like, I'll call him from time to time, and he'll be at Guitar Center trying to buy something new for his guitar, or like he'll be like listening to different artists that he doesn't normally listen to because he's trying to build this song, you know? So it's those little things that could really change your perspective, like you said, and I really make you motivated to do more. Like,
yeah,
one of my favorite things about writing music is the fact that I can not only express who I am, but I can utilize what I know and what I like into that song. Yeah. Right? Like, I love funk and I love jazz. How can I combine the two to make something? I love movies and I love different things here. Like, how can I combine those things to make a movie? You know, that's one of my resolutions for years now, is like actually sitting down and making a movie. This year I wrote like 3 scripts, you know, and like compared to last year where I had 0 scripts.
Which is the progress, awesome. Right? Yeah. Like, that means you're moving towards that goal.
Right. Mm-hmm. And they're not done. They're not perfect.
No.
But I'm getting there. I'm working on it little by little.
And you can have rollover resolutions. Like, I tell people, because it's not just I have to set this every year and blah, blah. Like, a lot of the goals that I set are like they continue into the next year. Yeah. And I just look at progress, and then I look at like, what do I want to really be in? Like, where do I want to grow? And then again, I create steps and systems, and I say, okay, this is what I'm going to do in order to work towards that. Because honestly, at the end of the day, like, I could set my own timeline, but I believe God is the one who really puts my timeline.
Exactly. And that's what
play.
I was going to say. Yeah. It's like, you never know your timeline on something specific.
100%.
It's always going to have to roll over.
So
or maybe
progress.
Roll less. You know?
Yeah. I look at just progress.
You were expecting it to be like in the summer and it turned out to be in the spring.
Give or take. In any situation.
100%. Yeah.
So I love this conversations that we're having, and I just want to finish the point real quick. I love the point that you made about having those accountability partners, because going back to the movie writing thing, I have one of my good friends works here as well, Brendan, and I just show him my scripts, and he's like, oh, that's a good idea. Oh, I don't know about that one. Maybe we should try to do this. And it turns into, again, finding that motivation of being like, okay, I'm working on this. I'm trying to find the answers. But here's somebody giving them positive feedback that I'm like, oh, I am doing something good. So it also gives that motivation to have that accountability partner to be like, that's awesome. Or, hey, maybe that's not a good idea.
And that's a very big thing, too. Having the right people around you to do those things. Like, because, again, like, back to my friend as an example, he's someone that I can tell, like, if there's no one going to push him to go to the gym consistently, he won't do it. So, like, it really... Not to say, like, oh, me or whatever. You really do need people in your life that are going to be like, yo, bro, stop being this way. Yeah. Do what you need to do, because I know this is what you want for yourself, and you're just struggling to do it because of motivation and discipline and different things like that. So you really do need people like that to be there for you in your life, to just be like, get out of your head, out of, you know, and just do what the goal is, you
100%,
know. 100%. Because there's people a lot of the time that will just let you get away with murder.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
They'll just let you be like, oh, like, it's okay. Like, but if it really is something that's important to you and a goal of yours, and like, it's okay to take days off, I guess, right, with certain things. But let's say if your goal is like, I'm going to do the gym 3 days a week. And you've went one day, you know, and it's not to a point where like anything should be stopping you. You should have a person that's going to be like, not tell you it's okay to not
I
go.
Agree.
You need
I
someone
can't
that's
agree
like,
more.
Like if there's no reason you shouldn't be going, you need someone to tell you, like,
you
listen,
should,
bro, I understand you could be going through
but
something.
You can do this. Let's like, go. You're going to feel so much better. I agree. Yes. Honestly, I feel so strongly about this, because I feel like
it's like
friends
tough love
think,
kind of thing.
It's not even tough love. It's like, you know, this person's capable, and right now they don't need you to co-sign their cop out. They need you to encourage them to see it through.
Yeah.
And when you encourage someone to see it through, because I'm a huge friend like that, like, I'm like, uh-uh, like, let you can do this,
I mean,
whatever.
I wish I had more people like that, to be honest, in my life. I really don't. A lot of my friends are very like, if I say it, like, if I'm like, I'm not gonna do it, though.
I'm a challenger.
I'm not like that, which is why I butt heads a lot with my friends. Like, I butt heads a lot with them a lot of times, but like, the ones that are I have as good friends,
people call me when they want to hear truth 100%. And when they want to hear, like,
I have my boy Matt, the one that's 4 months over, he'll call me whenever he literally wants to talk about something, even if it's about his mom, that he feels like, is this right? Like, does this make sense to you? And it's like, although, like, I may have certain sour relationships, I would rather be that person where people call me for the truth. And they're like, You know,
100%.
Is this real?
Yeah.
Like, you know,
and it doesn't mean that I don't discern, like, if I'm like, no, you should take a day off because you really
exactly.
But it's exactly. Like a lot of the time people are looking for somebody to like kind of co-sign that. And so I am like, I always challenge that because I know like this is what you told me you wanted and I know you're capable of doing it. And sometimes we just need that extra push of encouragement because the times where I was the most disciplined in my life where I didn't want to be are actually the times that progressed me the most towards those goals because you are going to get bored. You're going to get unmotivated. All of those things you're going to experience in progression towards whatever goal it is you set for yourself. You have to do it anyways. Mm-hmm. So accountability is huge, but it's like, who is my accountability? Because I know like when I call somebody, and my best friend knows I'm calling for you to like pep me up to say no, you got to go do this. Yeah. You know,
it's so both like success and failure are honestly so close.
Well, you got to have both. You can't get to success without failure,
and they're so closely related. Like the distance, you know, like you could be like this close to success and be at failure. You know,
mm-hmm.
So like you guys ever seen that picture of the guy digging the diamonds? And the whole the diamond right there,
yes.
And it's like it's so true in life that you honestly don't know when you're gonna hit that point of discipline or that point of conviction where you're like, okay, I'm locked in, or when you're gonna be out of that. So it really is important to just continue to go.
Well, that's why I build your habits based on identity and not based on just like, I want to achieve this. So like, if I just am always looking to become a healthier person,
the most important thing you said is systems.
Yeah. Yeah. Then I'm not going to say like, okay, I've reached this goal. I'm done. No, you're going to say I'm changing my lifestyle because now I'm a healthy person. So I'm going to always be working towards making healthier decisions. Yeah. Right.
Cause it goes back to what you're saying, like the system thing. Cause it's like, you could say, I want to be a healthier person, but you still eat fast food, you still drink, you still do all these things. It's like you're not putting all the systems in place
Correct.
To get to the goal.
And a lot of the time it's like, okay, when we look at goals and I say, okay, well, we're going to go back. I want to be a healthier person. Start with not what you need to add. Start with what you need to take away. So I always tell people, what is your right now, your diet look like?
That's
and they'll tell me like sodas
That's
and this.
So
and I'll
amazing
just say,
you said that.
Oh my God. Yeah. I'll say just, okay, so why don't we start with this? Just cut out sodas.
Yeah. When I used to do personal training plans at the hospital, I would have people like, we had like a list of things I would have people write down, like hobbies and things that were important to them in their life and things like that and like whatever. And then I would go through of their goals, like if they wanted to lose weight or whatever it is. And then I would show them how those things and habits could affect their goals. And then I asked them, so you want to lose 10% or 20% of your calories. What 20% or 10% of your life are you willing to cut out? So I'd literally have that list of things right here. So I'm like, how much time does this consume and how much of this percentage of this are you willing to cut
out? It's so true.
And
yeah.
You really, if you look truly at it. Look at your life that way, and you're like, I have 10% of coffee. I have 5% of alcohol. And if you lower those things,
you'll see change.
You'll see a massive change.
I do that when I help people build budgets. I do the same thing.
It's literally a budget.
Say,
it's literally
it
a budget on life.
I
it's
say,
a budget on life.
You want financial freedom. You want all these things. I said, okay, well, we have to look at the habits of somebody that and the decisions that you're already making. So let's lay it out there because a lot of the time, when people have a money problem, they actually have a spending problem.
Yep.
So it's like when you want to build something, you have to look at like where you're at and then say, like you said, what can I cut out now? And just in cutting out, you're going to make changes, not
and,
adding on
and usually
cutting out.
And usually like those things are like things that can easily be gotten rid of, but you're so used to them.
Yes.
Same as habits in your life that you're
so
used
true.
To doing. But you can get rid of them. The little bit of coffee, the little bit of drinking, the waking up a little bit more early in the morning, get your step. There's so many like different things
Tiny
that you can do
things,
to tweak your
little
life.
Stuff.
And like you tweak your life slightly in 10 different areas, it will change your life.
Oh my God, trajectory.
Significantly.
Yeah.
Versus like, I'm going to not drink ever again.
Yeah.
And I'm never going to ever drink it or ever eat anything unhealthy. Like those are completely extreme things that it's going to take you the same amount of time versus if you just took 10 little things. And just tweaked it a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Just had more balance.
And it's more sustainable.
It's more
right?
sustainable.
It's lifestyle changes.
You're not going to crash. You're not going to have withdrawal. You can have withdrawal from anything in life.
Yeah.
Anything. Whether it be coloring. If you're used to doing something for a significant period of time and then you stop doing it, it's going to have a big impact on your life, your your well-being, your heart, your mental, everything. Mm-hmm. And I think we all know that, you know, like whenever we've been with something that we love, without movies, without your kid, without something, it's mm-hmm. going to affect you. And it's going to really change how you feel internally about yourself as a person and even how you feel about the world.
Yeah.
So, you know.
I'm listening, and I'm learning so much. It's like, but as we start wrapping this up, I can't believe it. We're wrapping up our last episode of 2024. Yeah. Mm-hmm. What's one final piece of advice that you want to give to the viewers?
One piece of advice.
I got one. If you guys need to go to think, and it goes back to one of the topics that we kind of hinted at today. I think with all these resolutions, it's important to find motivation, and it's important to have those people that are supportive around mm-hmm. you, that are building you up instead of building you down. But at the same time, I think there also needs to be a responsibility to build yourself up a little bit, you know, mm-hmm. especially if you're making accomplishments. Mm-hmm. A lot of people see, they like to think big picture and not see the little things, you know, but the fact that you tried and you did something towards your goal,
yeah,
it's a huge win, you know.
Absolutely.
Celebrate those little wins.
Yeah.
You know, it's important to acknowledge that maybe I couldn't finish the goal today, but I made one, two, maybe even three steps forward to reaching that mm-hmm. goal.
Yeah.
And that's something that should be celebrated.
Yeah, you know? Absolutely.
Yeah, that's good. I also think, you know, when you are setting goals, there's going to be days of unmotivation. There's going to be days of boredom. There's going to be days where you feel like you want to give up. That is normal.
Mm-hmm.
Do it anyways. Keep moving towards progress. And that's why when you're being intentional about like the goals you set, make them like actual like things. Like, don't make it just like, I want to achieve this. Make it something that you are, pay attention to the process, right? Of who you're becoming in the process of achieving those things. Definitely accountability is huge. Have grace with yourself on timelines as long as you're moving towards that progress, but create those systems. You know, it's hard to accomplish anything without a system in place that's going to get you there. So continue the conversations. I think I actually like New Year's resolutions. I just don't think that they should be only looked at during New Year's time. But let
about you, all year resolutions.
Yeah, all year resolutions and reflection. You know, like you will never be able to really gain insight to your progress or where your areas of growth without reflection, and know that failure is like, it's unavoidable for success. Like, you have to get good with failure. And so positive thinking and talking and speaking to yourself and like look at everything as a lesson. If it's a lesson, then to me, it's, you didn't fail.
Yeah. My main point actually tags on what Kayla was just saying. I think failure is one of the biggest things you could do in life that will help you. I actually saw a quote. I don't know who it was. I'm going to probably steal it and say it's mine. And it said, success is being comfortable with failing and changing that as quickly as possible.
Yeah.
And it's so true. Whether it be any avenue in your life, everyone's going to fail. And you should search for failure. You should look for failure, because it's showing you that you weren't adequate enough in that moment. And all you can do is change it and be better.
Mm-hmm.
And essentially what that quote means is if you're, sorry, I have to like repeat it in my brain, failure, it's okay. You're not going to have success without failure. Essentially is like, if you don't try things, if you don't lose, if you don't take those L's, you're not going to ever figure out what's going to give you the power or give you the encouragement or things to actually win.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it is important to seek out L's, to seek out losses, to seek out things that are going to put you in tough positions mm-hmm. to lose or maybe not have the best circumstances. And that could be as simple as like walking up to a girl and like, you know, talking to her and maybe getting rejected that way, or going for a job that you never thought you'd get, you know, different things like that. Because rejection is just going to teach you like, I need these things to be better.
Mm-hmm.
Or why did I get rejected? Oh, because I need this.
Yeah.
Or I need to get better in this way. It's always going to teach you to be better. And I think that's a super important
and
thing to be comfortable with.
And celebrate the progress of it. Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's super important to be comfortable with it, because a lot of the times that people are in life end up in such bad circumstances because they're not okay with failures.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because they'll be let down or they'll be failed and they will.
So then they never try.
It'll be like a catapult of failures mm-hmm. for the rest of their life instead of fixing the failure. You know, it can be so simple as like, I broke my tooth. Let me go fix it. Mm-hmm. You know, that could be a success,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Agreed. Yeah. So fail forward.
Fail forward. Okay. For sure. Yeah. That, yeah,
I have a good movie to recommend you guys. Watch Yes Man. Yes Man by Jim Carrey.
Jim Carrey.
It will redefine the way you look at life. Yeah. I honestly think after I watched that movie, it really redefined. Obviously, the premise is a man who decides that now in his life, he's going to say yes to everything.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And after listening to a motivational speaker. And I find that mentality that although the movie does get into this funny thing, right? It's like, oh my gosh, he gets in this really weird, he's forced to do karaoke, but he meets the love of his life in the mm-hmm. middle of the thing. Like, so it's like, maybe obviously there's some things we can't say yes to, mm-hmm. right? But to have that mentality of failing forward and to be like, even if I fail, I'm going to say yes and do it.
Mm-hmm.
It can be the difference between succeeding and not succeeding.
Oh, 100%. You cannot get to success without failing. You
absolutely can't.
That is the correlation. You will never make it there without failing. So celebrate the courage that it takes every time you get out there. Like,
No one's ever going to be like the biggest pond in the water all the time. There's always going to be a point in life where you're the smallest fish in the pond. And that's essentially going to be like a failure moment. Because they're better than you.
100%.
And it's going to teach you to be better.
I'm here because I failed forward.
That's why they tell you to be in those ponds. Be around people that are going to be better than you. Tell you you're not at your best.
Yeah.
Because it's going to motivate you. It should motivate you to be better.
Yeah.
As long as they're coming from a constructive way. Because again, negative motivation can come from people that are like, yo, you're fat. Go lose weight. That's not motivating for a lot of people. That's not motivating for a lot of people.
Yeah,
Hey, brother, I think I've seen you struggling here and there.
There's a girl I used to train. There's a girl I used to train like 10 years ago, and she used to be very skinny when I trained her, and she was training to get more toned and more in a vein shape, and now she's a lot bigger, you know, and which is fine. Completely fine. And I noticed because we were having that liberal debate about the Kamala stuff. That's when we were arguing. And it was great, too, because we had a crazy, like, debate. But at the same time, I was like, you know, I wish the best for you, Lindsay. And she's like, I wish the best for you, Michael. And, like, you know, although we have different perspectives, you know, I wish the best for you and your family. And so that was cool, too. That was a good conversation we had. But in regard to the working out, I saw her post a video of her working out yesterday again. And I was like, you know, like, not to say that you need to work out, but I'm happy to see you're moving again. If you ever need help with any tips or anything, or you need me to send you anything, let me know. And then she's like, thanks, I really appreciate you reaching out. It's been a while since we trained, because we used to train like 10 years ago. And it was just like a cool little moment, because I understand that like we're so different people now. But at the same time, it's like she understands that I'm reaching out to her in a way that's going to be like okay for her, like respectful, like because you know,
and encouraging.
Like, because people can be very rude with certain things like that, and they can come off like, are you calling me fat, bro? Like, it's like, no, man, I'm just happy.
I'm genuinely happy to see you in your element, that, you know, you loved
whether I see skinny people or fat people or whatever size you are at the gym. It's just showing me that you're working on your health a bit. So it has nothing to do with size a lot of the time, because a lot of the time the strongest people and a lot of the healthiest people are not really the skinniest. They're usually in the middle of the bracket.
Mm-hmm.
So fitness is really just a weird thing for people. And I understand like that issue. So like whenever I can, that's one thing like I really like am passionate about is fitness. Like whenever people want help or in any way, I like to try to help.
Yeah, that's cool. That's awesome. Mm-hmm.
Well, whether it be through fitness or movies or music or any other life goal, the most important thing is to make sure that you're finding your own motivation.
Yep.
Make sure that you're finding your own motivation. If it's not only self-motivation, but having those people around you that really can support you in that goal. And celebrate the little wins, man, because you're trying. And that should be celebrated.
Absolutely.
So thank you all for watching this year. It's been a blast. We cannot wait to see you next year for the podcast. So for right now and until next year, we'll see you.
Bye.
10, 9, 8, 7.